Blog Talk Radio.
New York and Shy. Perfect combination. Kills, Biggie. Timbos and Jabos, bitches just like to play the merry-go.
Yeah, we know, drop the scenario.
It was me, D, the MPV, the Blunts and Brute thing, knocking some Wu-Tang, M-E-T-H, oh shit, look at them lips and them hips on that bitch.
Girl.
She hits the dip, so I can drop my Macadocious shit, like the blunt clip, and recognize a pimp. Needless to speak, the G's obsolete, don't sleep, bang the skins in the week, on the street, up the avenue. I seen her on the block, who she rapping to? That's my nigga G, damn he got G. Now she fucking him and fucking me, see?
Me casa, you casa. I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Play a fall like a moon, play a star. She still sweat me hard cause I'm a rap star. I be cruising up the block, I be passing her. Pippin' hard with the female passenger. And the only time I call her to hang is when me and D blunted up, pissy scheming on a gangbang. She should've used the intuition, then she wouldn't be classified in that position. Listen, she saying I dissed her cause I'm fucking a sister. A message to the fellas that really gets them pissed, but she started that fucking family. She fucked my man D, so why she mad at me? Plus your sister look better than you, give head better than you, pussy get wetter than you, so break the fuck out like a rash. I'm glad I ain't spend no cash to hit your nasty ass.
Red bones, stilettos, doobies, hip others to show off your booty. I'm hanging with the best of them, sleep. If you wanna, I'm a veteran.
When I show up to the club, it's VIP. You're dancing in the club, it's VIP.
I'm not looking to find a wife, just someone to make a friend of mine.
Me casa, you casa. I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you work that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
I roll up all black and Impala. I ain't so high when I walk in the club.
I see the chick that used to get the dick. Now she freaking on the floor, make a nigga reminisce.
Wanna back in my ride again.
Wanna back in my ride again.
I don't want no girlfriend.
See, I just wanna hit it and we can be cool. We can do this if you're feeling the same way too.
Come on girl, let's go to my hotel. Have a party all night in my hotel.
Pop more smoke, throw in my hotel. In 20 minutes, girl, hit me on my tail.
Me casa, you casa. I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you work that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
In charge, baby, as we bring you love, life, and loyalty. Once again, on this Monday, May 20th, 2013. And we're back with another wild, ratchet-ass fucking show. This show is brought to you by GQ Palace and Association of Rich Money. Tonight's show is sponsored by... Hold on one second, y'all. I gotta take me a little sip of this motherfucking drink right here. Take a little sip of this drink. Tonight's show is sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop out in Staten Island, where you come and get your shit fried, dyed, laid to the side. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, some Afro do it to it. Also sponsored by Havana Sports Bar, where we make the best drinks on the island. We have our signature Havana drink, and we also have our signature jalapeno margarita. Nobody does it better than Havana. You can also get your little fathead cigar, because we have those on the premises, on the deck. You know, get a little fathead for outside, sit on a little, you know, right in front of the spot, and light one up and smoke them with your boy. And have a little something, drink with your boy. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to do. That's what we do every week, 7 days a week. 18 hours a day. Not 25 hours a day, because we can't open up 25 hours, but 18 hours a day, that's what the fuck we do. I don't know about y'all, but the weekend was kind of alright for me, you know what I'm saying? It rained, the weather fucked everything up for, you know, for most of the shit. I'm like, when the fuck is this weather going to break? It looked like it's finally breaking today, because damn, it's 80-something degrees out there today. And the weather's finally fucking starting to break, but it's going to be rainy and misty for the rest of the week. Looks like, hopefully out on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? But tomorrow, it's supposed to be raining and everything again. But enough of the motherfucking weather shit. Let's talk about what we're talking about today. We have two topics that we're going to talk about today that we all want to touch bases on. And we got the third topic is going to be an open forum. We're going to talk about whatever y'all want to talk about. We're going to have an open forum for whatever y'all want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Topic number one is, you know what I'm saying? I put it on my Facebook a little earlier today, and a lot of people responded, and they was like, you know what? Let's continue with this tonight on the show, because it's a lot of ratchet shit that motherfuckers say. Topic number one is, what are some of the things your mate can tell or do to you that would make you want to knock their goddamn head off? What are some of the things that your mate can tell you or do to you that make you want to go upside their head? There's a lot of shit that people accept. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might take, she might say something to you. You might say something to her. But you know what I'm saying? She'll eat that. Or I'll eat that. You know what I'm saying? But there's some things that are a little bit across the line. Some things that are a little bit across the line. Hold on, let me take another sip of my drink right here. Let me take another sip. Hold on. Ah, back to this. There are a few things that we accept. You know what I'm saying? Your wife might call you a punk, or, you know, something to that effect, or tell you shut the fuck up, or da 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 da, shit like that. But there are some things that your mate can tell you that would motherfucking pump your brakes, stop you dead in your tracks, look back at them, and she already know to duck. What are some of those fucking things that your mate can tell you? Now, I done heard motherfuckers today say, women say they call their man a bitch-ass nigga, or they tell their man, you ain't shit, and your mom ain't shit. I heard bitches say, your mama a fucking hoe, or your mama should have swallowed you instead of fucking gave birth to you. All type of ratchet ass shit. What are some of the things that somebody can say to you, or you can say to them, or you can say to your mate, that will make them turn around and just go the fuck off? No thought, no nothing. Just fucking go the fuck off. Just go right the fuck off. Hold on, y'all. My lines are lighting the fuck up like a Christmas tree. So if you want to join in, you can press 1. I don't know if y'all know how to do that yet, but if you're calling in, that means you're listening on the phone line. Press 1 to join in the conversation. For all of y'all that's on the internet, listening to the internet radio, because this is Blog Talk Radio, especially with Blog Talk Radio. If you're calling the internet, press, hang up over the internet and call in if you want to talk. 646-200-3838. press 1 to chime in. Give me your thoughts on today's topics. Give me your thoughts on today's topics. Also, topic number 2. If your mate had surgery that affected your sex life, would you stay with them?
No.
Or would you leave? Now, what if you had surgery that affected your mate's sex life and your sex life, but you had the surgery? Would you let your mate have sex somewhere else? Or would you give them the green light to have sex outside the household? Let me tell it to you one more time. One more again. I'm going to give it to you one more again for my country people. Country people, it's one more again. And for our city folks, it's one more time. If your mate had a surgery that affected your sex life, would you stay with them or would you leave? Also, if you had surgery that affected your sex life and your mate's sex life, would you leave so your partner can have sex somewhere else, or would you let them stay and let them go outside of your relationship to have sex somewhere else? Talk to me, people. Fucking talk to me. Hold on. We have our first call on the air. We have Sugar Walls on the air. Sugar Walls.
Hi, stuff people.
Hey, babe. This motherfucking Dallas on the radio show, not Steffi Poole. All right, Sugar Walls, Sweet Cheeks, Thelma Louise. What the fuck are you going by today? Any one of those fucking names you're going by today is not fucking Steffi Poole. All right. We want these motherfuckers to start calling us, start calling me Steffi Poole. Goddammit.
Hi, Dallas.
There you go, baby. There you go. There you go. Hold on. I'm taking another sip of my motherfucking Granky Grant. Hold on. Woo, shit. God, that was strong. Anyway, what's going on, baby girl?
Hi, I was going to come out yesterday, but I broke my nail.
You broke your nail?
Yeah.
So that stopped you from coming to see your brother?
I went to go to the gym. I broke my nail in the gym.
You broke your nail in the gym?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? You're a girl. You do girly-girl workouts in the gym where you don't break no
nails. No, I don't.
You can't be on the motherfucking weight bench or the motherfucking or the pull-up bar or the dip bar.
I broke it on the dip bar.
On the dip bar.
Yeah.
See, that's why. This is why if you mouth off to a nigga, he gonna go right outside your motherfucking head. Hold on, because your ass stay in the fucking gym and you get your fucking weight up. Hold on. I have Big Titty Tiffany on the air. Is this Big Titty Tiffany?
Yes, it is.
What's up, Big Titty?
Hey.
Say hello to Sugar
Walls. Hey, Sugar
Walls.
Hey, Sugar
Walls.
Hey, boy.
A mess.
This bitch got a new name. I swear, this bitch must have like 30 birth certificates.
Thank God we know her voice.
Yeah, this bitch must got like 30, at least 30 birth certificates. I done heard. We've been on the show for God knows how long, and everybody just busy our new name.
Uh-huh.
And it's all related to sex.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No, because I was Weezy, remember?
Weezy? Saying since she was giving George some pussy, wasn't she doing Jennifer, right? What the fuck? That old horsey-ass voice Weezy had. Yeah. So, ladies, what the fuck y'all want to talk about? Uh-oh. And topic number 3 is an open format. I want to talk about whatever the fuck y'all want to talk about today. So we got 3 things, y'all. We have 3 topics tonight. 1 is open format. We want to talk about whatever the fuck y'all ratchet ass motherfuckers want to talk about. Topic number 2 are, what are some of the things your mate tell you or even do to you to make you want to go upside their fucking head right then and there? On the spot, damn on break, put your shit in park and hook the fuck off. What are some of the things that are not supposed to be said to you.
Okay.
Hold on. Before you get started, we have Dog Bone on the air. Dog Bone, you there, baby?
Oh, man, yo, I'm tired of bitches talking about I need money, I need to get my hair did, I need this, I need that. Bitch, you need to shut the fuck up. That's what you need to do. That's number one. Number two, you need to get a fucking job because I ain't supporting their fucking asses and everything. And number three, what's going on, people?
Hi.
We good, player. Oh, man, I'm going to tilt today, huh?
Oh, shit. This cheap bastard.
Yo, you keep talking. Watch on the first. I'm gonna come up to you and I'm gonna fucking just towel your. I'm gonna put my chin on top of your head and everything. Like now, who the fuck is tallest in here? You ain't D-boning on the goddamn computer now, woman.
I see what your big thick ass look like, yeah. Dog Bone.
You saw the old Dog Bone. You didn't see the new Dog Bone yet.
You are suited and booted, but anyway.
Hey, I ain't see that picture of that motherfucker in a suit. They make suits that nigga size?
Yo, what? Yo, I look good in the suit. Don't get used to
that. That had to
color everybody down.
You better go get like you gotta go like a tuxedo store to get a suit for your big ass.
Yo, man, I had to
go carry that
shit. Y'all don't get my shit custom, these other places do not have my size.
Yeah. You got a size extra big. They ain't got no motherfucking extra large. This shit just big.
Yo, my shit is just like, God damn, you really this fucking big boy? I'm like, yep, damn hot as a collard green.
Oh my God. Okay. Sugar Walls, you was about to get started on tonight's first topic.
Right.
What are some of the things you could tell your mate that would make him go upside your big ass head? Or vice versa? What is something your man could tell you to make you go the fuck upside your head, besides the normal, like, I fucked your sister, or I fucked your girl, or some shit like that? God, I know you're going to fuck off a nigga say some shit like that. I know. And you too with your ratchet ass Tiffany from Brooklyn. I know your motherfucker. A nigga told you, yo, I fucked your sister, or I fucked your girl, or some shit like that.
But see, I'm the one that's doing all the saying. You ain't going to get a word in edgewise, because I'm going to set the shit off.
You're going to set it off?
Hell yeah. I told the dude one time he wasn't worth the fuck his mother laid down for.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wait. Let me turn off this motherfucking noise in my background over here. I hear shit you just said.
I said, I told a dude one time that he wasn't worth the fuck his mother laid down for.
Yo, wow.
Did you get up off the floor window after you said that or before you finished the sentence?
What you say?
When did you get up off the floor? Right when you said it or later on?
I ain't never get up off the floor because there wasn't no hands laid nowhere.
Yeah, well, you lucky that wasn't me, because I laid your punk ass the fuck out. You told me.
We'd have been too laid out, motherfuckers, this. Yo, my mouth is horrible when I'm pissed off, so...
Yeah,
it's my...
Listen, listen to the co-sign. Listen to the co-defender. You hear the co-defender in the background? Yeah. You're the co-defender, right?
I'm just thinking, like, me too, I'll cut things out in front of my friends, so it doesn't make me no mind.
You did what in front of your friends?
I'll cut dudes out.
See, that is... See, when you curse a dude out in front of his friends, that is a no-no, lady.
And mine.
And your friends, that's even the fucking another no-no. You trying to chump him right quick? In front of his boys or your peoples?
I've done it.
That's a no. And did he go upside your head?
Nope.
He must have been little.
He must be what?
He must have been little.
Never.
Huh?
Never.
He had to be a little nigga.
Never.
Then he was a punk nigga there. Nope.
There you go. I wasn't going to say it.
It wasn't for nothing like that. He's not gonna go up my head. He'll go up my head if he heard I was fucking with a dude.
So you mean tell me you just gonna mouth off to a nigga any kind of way you want? Do you do that because one, you know he's not gonna respond or do anything back? That's why I bitches mouth off like that. Oh, he ain't gonna say nothing. He ain't gonna hit me back. He ain't gonna mouth off back to me. So y'all get that motherfucker that batted me in y'all back. Y'all just wanna keep doing it.
No, I do it because I'm ready to
go
if he does it.
See, that's why if a bitch can argue with, if I get to argue with this big bitch on this other line on the phone, this big sugar walls bitch, I'm standing up. I'm going to stab you. I'm not going to be sitting down and you mouthing off and you hovering over my ass. You was not going to hook off me while I'm sitting on the couch looking up at your big ass.
You can stand up too. You're taller than me. I'm still going to hook off on you.
And that's when I'm going to motherfucking spear your ass. I'm going to get a running start and put my right shoulder in your fucking gut.
No, you know what? You know what?
Right into the fucking, right into the wall. Huh?
You know what would aggravate me? If you act stupid with me, when you're killing my intelligence, that makes me go to football.
Well, I can't hear nothing you're saying, baby. Hold on. I can't hear you. Speak up into the mic, baby. Act like you, you know, sucking a nigga off or something. Speak into the mic.
See, that shit will get you punched in the face. But no, it's not what you say. It's like, you can curse me out and do what you want to do. That shit don't bother me, because trust me, we're going to go back and forth. But, like, if you try to play, like, you don't know why I'm mad, that's when I get mad.
Maybe you don't know why you. What if he really don't know you? Why you mad though?
That's his fault.
Y'all get mad over the dumbest shit.
You know, but that's a lot of puzzle women
no,
today.
No,
they won't say why they mad. They just fucking
yeah,
mad and don't
like,
tell
the
man.
The problem.
That's not true.
And
that's
act like you're supposed to know why you mad.
That's not true. It takes a lot to get me mad. So trust me, when I'm mad, you know.
Why are you mad?
Yeah, women get mad when they get fought, when they not getting their way. All type of shit, man.
Yeah, I do know. I thought
a mad temper tantrum. See? This
I
bitch on the phone is 48 years old. She's still having temper tantrums. See what I'm saying?
Oh, damn. He said you was 48. Shit.
He know. I was throwing a tantrum in a minute.
Well, I still do, too, to a degree.
Well, why?
Because you're not going to fucking tell me no.
Oh, boy.
Here it is.
Now, you can tell me no. You can tell me no, but I'm gonna.
Yeah, I can tell you no if you want, but you ain't gonna be receptive to me telling you no, though.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? So why am I even telling you no then?
That's what I wanna know.
Exactly. Why is it no?
So
when you want to
like
be
yes,
no.
Basically, the man has no say so then.
No,
the man
really.
Has no backbone.
You do.
Huh?
You do, but it takes that special dude to put me in my place. I'm not listening to the rest of y'all.
See, man, how about if we don't have time to put you in your place, so we don't have time to, like, try and tame your ass.
Well,
why you gotta be a wild-ass Brooklyn animal and shit? Why I gotta fucking try and tame
well,
you
maybe,
and lasso
maybe,
you down?
Well,
and,
then maybe it won't work out.
Huh?
Then it's not gonna work
you
out.
You know what I'm saying?
It went off.
Because that's who I am. I'm not your calm, goody two shoes. I'm a wild ass banshee. You don't like it? Too bad.
Much first. Taxi went off.
And then you got the deep. Then you roll. Then you really is like a wild animal. Because you're loud. You barking all the time. You roll in packs of other wild animals. What?
No,
okay,
she
so,
don't.
I'm still so judged. I'm still an
angel. You are one.
Okay,
out of one of the other animals that run in the pack.
Mm-mm.
I'm a lady.
No?
I'm a lady.
Nope. The ladies get ready to say that. I'm a lady. Yes, I am.
Dog bone.
Yo.
Is these bitches
ladies? They on some bullshit, man.
Could you round
they talking some straight up bullshit.
Thank you.
Like, we got to figure out why they pissed off. I don't know why you pissed off.
Oh, yeah,
you
want to
yell at
me?
Why you
got to
go there?
Yeah,
why you got to go
fault.
There? Why the fuck we got to be with y'all 24/7?
But you know what? No.
I know a lot of damn things. Y'all can be paying the asses when we got shit planned and everything with the fellas.
No. I only get mad for infidelity purposes and if you do something like miss an occasion, you late. I can't stand somebody that's late.
Well, I knew you're not talking about somebody being late. You? I knew
you.
This motherfucker here. I know you're not talking about somebody being fucking late.
She's
no
not late. She just has to make an entrance.
They ain't making
make
no sense. She be fucking late. She made stuff for my little birthday party about 2 years ago. Or that last year. She made me some macaroni and cheese. We done ate and partied and everything. She does not bring the shit to put in the oven.
Steph, you weren't even there. That's how it was. He told y'all last minute that it was in there.
I was there. You didn't see me. You came in, dropped the shit up, and left. You didn't just say see me.
You weren't there yet because I called you. You said you weren't there.
And I said I'm in the basement. That's what I said. You wasn't listening.
Okay. You lying and stuff. I
don't
want to
hear what you
want. How do you?
Oh my God. Who badass kid is that bad? Is that JoJo?
No, I'm in
the middle. No, those are my kids.
That's your badass kids? Oh, both of y'all got badass kids.
Listen, our kids ain't bad. They big. I got toddlers. What the hell are you talking about? Shit.
Same shit. Bad is bad. I don't give a what. How old are y'all?
My baby's
Go.
Not bad.
What?
My babies are not bad.
Shit.
Nope. And I'll cut anybody who say they bad.
Damn.
Tiffany knows my babies aren't bad.
Yeah,
okay. Those are my angels. Don't you dare talk about them.
Angels.
Yes, they are. They don't
too,
do no
hell.
Wrong in my eyes.
They do no wrong in your eyes. So they're going to be the ones taking people up and shit.
Nope, my kids are not like that.
Okay, so Tiffany. What is something that a man can tell you that would make you go upside their fucking head?
Any fucking thing that I don't like.
Yeah, so you can say good morning to you and you pissed off and everything, you're going to go upside his head.
Yeah, but you might not like any motherfucking thing.
Any fucking thing that I don't like.
Let me tell you when I went upside somebody's head.
In the middle of a heated debate, y'all both arguing back and forth. Y'all try to talk to each other, right? And he calls you a bitch.
That won't bother me.
Huh?
That won't bother me.
That don't bother you?
No.
Well, you know what? 9 times out of 10, that's the only thing the woman would hear in an argument. You be all type of shit, but you hear that word bitch.
I don't know, because any fucking thing just ticks me the hell off. So.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I will bust you in the head with any goddamn thing that I got.
No, when you
get shit, you
crack somebody
shook.
Over the head with a DMO.
You just
got
to shake the shit out of like a bobblehead doll in there.
No, no.
I ain't gonna hit him one, but I will shake the shit out of him. So their brains fucking pop out of their head.
It's when you disregard. You know, like when you're having a debate with somebody and. Like, they keep acting like it's nothing, but you mad as hell, and they trying to brush it off. Oh, my God. That makes me so mad. I'm telling you, I remember I hit my ex with a stiletto shoe across his face while he was driving.
I ain't gonna lie. That dude pissed me off, too. Like, if I'm mad at your fucking ass, and I got a legitimate reason to be mad, and you're like, whatever. And you just, like, brush it off or, like, turn away. You, like, walk away. Oh, I'm snatching your ass. You're getting snatched.
It's true. Like, if you turn your head, because I remember, or, like, if you wrong and you're strong, and you keep saying something, and you swear you write about it, and I know you got ass wrong, get up and see up.
Oh, yeah. If I know you're dead ass wrong, And you're arguing back with me like you're not wrong. I get hot. Hot as a motherfucker, especially if your motherfucking ass is dead. If you dead fucking wrong, and then you call me a liar. Yeah, that's just ultimate for me. If you call me a liar and I'm dead right, I'm not lying, I'm telling the fucking truth, but you call me a liar, I'll fuck you, you're lying. You're lying. Fuck you, though.
You know what else will make me punch you in the face? If you accuse me of messing with my baby father.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That will make me want to punch you in the face.
Well, punch you in my face then, because y'all fuckers.
Trust me, if we were, I wouldn't be fucking with nobody else. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it.
I ain't that
hot,
bad. I ain't that bad.
No juice.
No.
Yeah. I feel less angry. If you're fucking my baby father, I might just go crazy.
I'm not that bad, and he is not a sane person. So I will not be carrying away.
He's not a sane. You said he's not a sane person or a sane person?
He ain't right.
Shut up.
He is not
right.
What
about you ain't right?
What?
You are not going to be bashing.
What do you mean by he ain't right?
He is not all there. I would not be playing games with him like that.
Oh, God.
I'm glad I ain't got that problem.
Wait, you got that problem, Dope Bone?
That?
Huh?
I said, I'm glad I ain't got that problem.
You're crazy. You're crazier than two cats. You're like warden. I'll put him
in. Didn't I just tell you?
You're like the warden.
Don't be talking about him.
You're like the warden.
Yeah, I know what to do to piss you off now. Uh-huh. I know what to say to you now.
He's crazier than motherfucker. I'm sorry.
He is not here to defend himself.
So listen, ladies, let's go to the top right quick. Let's go to the, I want to touch on this right quick. If your man, ladies, I'm asking you, if your man had surgery, that's going to affect your sex life with him.
I'm
would
out.
You stay or would you leave?
I'm out.
It depends. If it's permanent, I gotta walk. But if it's temporary, I could deal with it.
So you mean to tell me you're going to leave your fucking man, your boo, your boyfriend, your fiancé, your husband, all of that?
Because it's probably karma that, because it's probably karma that fucked him up to begin with.
Is what?
He probably did something that got into that predicament.
He probably did something that got that predicament anyway. No, what?
Yeah.
Me, y'all always looking for excuse to leave.
I can't say, y'all.
Hell yeah.
What if he was,
yeah,
what if he was in a car accident or some shit and his dick got cut off or some shit like that?
Oh, bendito.
No, God.
You just going to leave?
That's so horrible. I wouldn't leave right away.
Right. But you're going to leave, though. How long before you leave?
Probably a week.
I'm sure. You know, with things like that, men, their egos bend away. You probably break up with me anyway, because you'll
feel
like
you probably kill fucking stuff. You don't have no dick. Come on. I want to die now.
It's just so ratchet. But he can go, listen, he can go get something surgically implanted there. Like, he can get another surgery, have something sewed on down there, something like that.
Oh, yeah, and can I pick it out?
This,
what?
Why can you got to pick it out?
Yeah, right, you got to pick the right size.
He might pick out some shit that's like a fucking tree trunk.
Yeah.
Or elephant tusk or some shit.
Yeah.
And I will learn to adjust.
No, you would not learn to adjust.
You learn to adjust. That women say that shit and everything. Then when it really happens, nah, that shit ain't going inside me.
Right.
I am not saying it. Okay.
Who's gonna pull his shit? I'd be like, oh shit. This nigga working with a monster.
Exactly.
Why would you be scared of dick, though? I'm not understanding. Why? Why would a woman be scared of dick?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you laughing at? Sugar walls? You ain't gonna have no more sugar walls. You run up on some shit like that.
Like, I don't understand that. You scared of dick?
Yes, I will.
Shut up.
What?
I like it.
I got a cellar. I got an attic. I got a back door.
Stupid.
Yeah, I got a whole house.
Listen, but then your shit is ruined. You gotta be stuck with this big nigga for the rest of your life. This big dick nigga for the rest of your life. This shit gonna be no more good.
Well, shit, if we married, just that's do us part, nigga.
But that nigga fits with your ass. You gonna need an SSI check because you gonna be fucking a paraplegic. You gonna need an SSI check. Nigga bitch with your fucking ass. You be like, look at boy check every month.
You said you would have. It's a disability, not SSI.
Yeah, disability check. What is the mother you gonna need? What the fuck is this shit sugar walls matching that?
Just make it a color,
yeah. I just want a new color, like a pinkish color.
That is so crazy.
No. I'm saying you gonna sit there and let this nigga run all up in you, and she would say all through your house with some shit like that.
Your house, your attic, your back door, your cellar.
All through your motherfucking house, your front door, your back door, and your attic with some shit that looks like that.
I'm gonna try it once.
Huh?
I'm gonna try it once.
I'll try you some more.
You know,
that look like one of the motherfucking boar's head Genoa salamis that compress out the fucking truck, the whole fucking salami.
You know, I'll be having those out of body
experiences.
They're
going to hit the goddamn bushes.
I'll be having those out of body experiences.
Listen, an out of body experience is not going to handle that.
Please, there's no such thing anyway, so I'm not worrying about that.
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
You don't watch pornos?
No. What?
Huh?
You said no.
That bitch lying.
They all lying.
Lying about what?
Whatever.
Not watching porn.
I didn't say that I didn't. I said those bitches be on coke.
Oh, this bitch here. So the bitches that be on
porn
be on coke?
The ones that be getting all types of bullshit done to them. Yeah, they on something.
You know, I'm talking about the bitch that got a handle of that big ass music. Not talking about me, but per se, but the other music niggas.
Listen. Ain't none of y'all got that. So,
what the fuck you mean, ain't none of y'all? You ain't
yo,
never
whoa,
seen my
wait,
shit.
God damn it. I ain't saying I got Route 80, but shit. I hold my own now.
He said Route 80.
I don't have Interstate 80. I don't go from New York to Cali. But I'm damn sure in between there.
All right.
I am fucking done.
Don't be done.
Okay. Y'all
talking about handling dick and everything. You're talking about,
that's not what I'm saying. I'm joking about all that, but I'm just saying, ain't nobody all long and strong and down to get the friction on like that so bitches be scared. Fuck out of here.
Oh my God! But we're talking about regular bitches, not you
hey,
fucking abnormal bitches
phone
like
line.
You and this other bitch on the phone.
That's how I feel, Judge.
I'm just saying, you can feel judge if you want. We talk about regular bitches, not you out of the fucking region of the fucking Earth hemisphere. Not none of you.
Wow.
We talk about regular bitches that. On this earth. Not you bitches that's from out of fucking space some fucking where.
You are so foul.
What? I'm just saying, you bitches are not the normal. You bitches are like
But this is from Little Dick, so I mean if you
can't
get a dick.
Yeah. Okay. So you girls are like fucking what the fuck can I say? I don't even know what to say.
I don't know, like, one of my coworkers,
hey,
we were looking at something, like, we was looking at,
no, I don't have no more.
Do you want to add this to it
now? And she's like, oh, my God, it's so big. And I'm looking at her like, are you fucking serious? What the fuck part of the game is that?
You said it was so big.
That shit is little. Little pencil dick.
Huh?
One of my coworkers, we were looking at something on work, and she, at, in fact.
Oh, okay, you said a little dick, that's not
yeah,
okay.
She was. It was really small, and she was like, "Oh my God!" I'm like, "Oh my God, what?"
Yo, what's her name? Where's she from? Tell you been called it.
Is she
Caucasian?
No, she's black, and I was shocked. She was like, "It's big." I'm
suburbs.
Like, "What?" You can't fucking be serious.
When you get
you could
when
do,
you, get
you could fucking
you get
do circles on that shit. You could do donuts on that shit. Get out of here.
You donuts on? Yeah, I would like to see that. You do donuts on dicks, ladies? What? Y'all can do donuts on dicks? Shit, yo, show me this shit. Then fuck all this.
What are you talking about?
Doing donuts on dicks. He said you can do donuts on dicks. I want to see this.
No,
shit
happen. I did not say that. I said the dick was so small that you couldn't do donuts on it. You could literally spin around on that shit.
Spin
you
around,
no. Like
that. Yo, spin around on mine and fuck it.
I'm sorry, because I'm getting my nails done. I'm trying to make sure she's...
But you still get that one nail done?
I'm getting a nail salon.
No,
getting...
Thank you. No,
you getting your hair done or the werewolf feet done?
No, I'm getting my nails. I'm getting a filling.
Oh, okay.
You getting a filling,
either,
you said?
Either she walking across the bridge
or she's at the damn nail salon. Damn it.
There's one or the other.
Out of order.
This abnormal. I didn't even say what I wanted. This abnormal.
Why I gotta be all that?
I'm just because you is abnormal. You're not one of the norm, baby.
I don't know.
That's
if I
not a bad
a compliment.
Thing. It's just the truth. You should take that as a compliment.
Yeah,
no,
well, you know.
What?
I don't know what abnormal is.
Ask the lady that's doing your nails. Ask her for a mirror.
What?
She
ask the lady that's doing your
class.
Nails for a mirror.
She has always been in the class all by herself.
Please don't pass the water alone.
Come here. You want a new color?
A little pinker. A little pinker? You got something like a little more pink?
This bitch is talking about
no,
how
really,
she would eat a nigga ass, but she wants pink nail polish.
That's why she can't be ratchet, because she in a nail salon with some young hoe.
This bitch is talking about how she would go upside a nigga head and bust him upside the head with anything she could find, but says, give me something a little more pinkish for my nails.
Yeah.
Don't you mean black?
This bitch is a fucking... I ain't gonna say it. I ain't gonna motherfucking say it, man. I ain't gonna fucking say it, man.
I don't understand why you're talking to me like that. I told you
I'm just saying, but you talk about how you gonna beat this nigga ass, beat that one ass, and you talking about, well, you got anything a little more girly? Like a little more hot pinkish? Not that pink, a little lighter. You got anything like glows in the dark? You got a fluorescent pink or some shit like that? Some shit that glow in the dark?
Oh, I think I like this pink. Let me
see.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
I like that one. Okay, I'm back.
Get some fuchsia.
Huh?
Get some fuchsia.
So listen, but how about if one of y'all had surgery? Ladies, if you had surgery and you could have sex with them, but they done sold your coochie up, would you let your man go outside the motherfucking relationship and get his dick off, get his shit off?
You said they sold off the coochie.
Uh-huh.
He probably didn't have done it. No, I would not, because I told you I got a backyard, a den, and an attic.
Okay, but your motherfucking back, your what's name is fucked up. Your front yard is fucked up. So all you got is backyard and attic. You can't get in the backyard all the time.
Why not?
Hell no, that shit's gone. Thank you. What the fuck is wrong with you? Fuck out of here with that dumb shit.
She said,
Nah.
Right,
it was shitty on
know,
and everything.
He might not
still
want no ass
with.
All the time, man.
What's that?
He might not want no ass all the time.
All right, well, then he can do what he want to do.
You
so
say
you
that shit now, but
then
he won't go outside. Who the fuck is hey, when he come home and they have to smash it another chick
yeah.
out? Cause you're...
Yeah, it's consequences of infidelity.
We go. And then he else wants the nails done all over again.
Yep.
Come on, if you guys didn't
hear it, you wouldn't believe it. If you didn't hear me say it, you wouldn't believe it.
Y'all hold on 1 second, ladies, and you too, dog bone. Hello.
I'm a slap dog.
Yo.
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
Can you hear anyone?
Is you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
I heard he had a shop. He said that to
Where's
Dog
Bone at?
Yo.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
Why
when the East is in the house, oh, my God. When the East is in the house, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Who is that?
Is this thing on?
We're called out together yet.
Who
is that?
This is the biggest homie at the mall. What up?
Oh,
what up?
Shit.
That's what's up. You know what it is. Get your shit together right now.
Oh,
get your shit together right now.
I thought that was.
Don't say
that
stupid.
Oh, I see that driving home, boy.
Do not say nothing stupid while I'm on this goddamn line.
What up, people?
Hi. The host needs to hold.
How y'all doing?
Who asked me? I'm right here.
I was short like leprechauns. I'm here now.
Oh, Lord.
You're off today? Are you off today?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Am I off for what?
Don't you do stuff on Monday night?
Don't I what on Monday night?
Tave on or some dumb shit?
Oh, no, 9 o'clock. No. It opens up at 9 o'clock.
All right, so let's get it popping then.
What's up with our host? Is our host having another conversation?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm in charge of this shit. All right, topic number one.
We did the topic already.
No, I got my own fucking topic. Shut up. I just warned you, didn't I?
Who are you telling to shut up?
Who
are
y'all back?
Who is
who you telling to shut up?
Yes, yes, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen.
Nigga, you fired, nigga.
This nigga here, man. How the fuck I say another phone call, man?
Yo, so you over there having a conversation on this?
Yeah, I'm working, son. I'm hustling.
Oh, we got to say you working, because you ain't no operator. We know what you do for a living.
Huh?
Don't say you working, because talking on the phone ain't your job.
Now I'm working, so I'm trying to get this money right quick, while I got this race, you know what I'm saying?
What's going on, big homie?
Ain't shit, same shit. I'm in here trying to get my little Chinese restaurant shit together. Some shrimp roe, lo mein, spicy garlic sauce.
You know.
I seen that, sir. Son, I got some shit for you to try out next time you cook it, something like that, sir.
Okay, what you got?
Nah, I'm an imposter. I can everybody.
Okay, all right, yo. We don't want these ratchet ass broads getting their skills up.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Getting their skills up.
We don't want you spaghetti motherfuckers to learn nothing.
Yes, sir.
I made some last night. Woo! Woo! Yo, that gumbo you put me on to was on the motherfucking money.
Try to tell you, man. I'm trying to learn something, man.
What did these motherfuckers share chefs with me?
Okay, like they fucking Betty Crocker and shit.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I'll cook any one of you niggas. I bet money on that shit.
Now, I'm not talking about that fried chicken shit y'all doing a regular either. Anybody can do that.
I fried chicken and then some. But I don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah,
well,
so anybody can fry chicken. I'm not talking about that simple shit.
I know how to do more than that.
I can make a meal, not dinner. I can make a
meal.
Who
that, Angie?
No,
that's loudmouth Tippy from Brooklyn. Oh, what's up, you professional?
That's a professional cocksucker.
Professional cocksucker. And she's back in business. The hood is happy. The hood is happy.
I'm happy.
Yeah, as long as you happy, the hood happy.
Shut the fuck up.
So loud.
I missed that. What's going on?
I miss hearing that real nigga mating call.
Huh?
Motherfucker say shut the fuck up. What they really want is let me suck it.
No.
That's what that really means. Let me suck it.
What
happened, baby?
What's the
next
topic, big homie?
Well, nah, what's the topic?
What? Oh, you see, one or you already spoke, but we had it on my page. So, you know,
that's right. Don't say no,
thing,
bitch.
What's the one thing somebody can tell you makes you go upside your head? Or do you make you go upside your fucking head?
That's right. I'm punching you in your face as soon as you say no.
Ladies, y'all hear that shit?
I'm going to drop the leg on you like motherfucking Miguel.
Oh, my God.
This nigga here, son. Also, the other topic tonight was, if your mate had surgery that's going to affect your sex life, would you stay or would you leave?
No, she's having surgery that's going to affect her sex life. It ain't got nothing to do with my dick. My dick is fine.
Son, that means you go outside the household and do what you got
to
do, son?
No, she's going to have to come to a Jesus. She's going to have to come to Jesus moment and just keep it real. What the fuck that got to do with me?
Oh,
Tiffany, what you
going
to say about that, Tiffany?
What can I say?
Like
oh, so you're going to be selfish enough to put your man out of commission because you ain't take care of your shit.
First of all, my shit going to be intact now. His shit fucked up. That's all
no,
I have.
That's the fucking,
now,
that's,
if you got a permanent condition, I got to make my friend exit. Player, I got to go.
Oh, so you have no doubt.
Hell yeah, it depends. It's
that's
a permanent
that's
situation.
That's why I fuck with you, Tim, because you embrace your ratchetness.
It's a permanent situation. Why I gotta suffer? Why I gotta fuck?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bitch. You better go beat your GYN up.
Sure.
She ain't tell you something. She left something out to instruction. You better go have a talk with your GYN.
Cool.
I'm saying on my behalf, if my shorty shit is out of commission, she need to have a talk with her GYN.
So, okay, so what happens if you had surgery on your shit, dude? Would you stick around? Or you going to let you go tell she can stick elsewhere?
There ain't no choice to stick around with my shit, bro. Where I'm going? I'm going somewhere else with a broke penis? Where I'm going?
I'm saying, but you going to let her get stick down somewhere else?
I ain't let her do shit, motherfucker. You better sneak around like I would do.
But your shit broke. How you gonna sneak around, big homie?
I'm saying she better sneak around. I'm not giving you the green light, bitch. See what Miguel did to them bitches. I will Hogan leg drop your ass. That shit seem legal. Nobody ain't even mad at Miguel.
Why she gotta suffer though?
I ain't said she gotta suffer. I said she gotta make a move on her own. She just can't let me know.
She can't tell you, but she's got
that's
to do
selfish.
What she
gotta
do.
That's selfish of you.
That's not selfish, bitch. Just get you in the cockapoo guy's hands, nigga. What the fuck? You gotta tell me. I don't wanna know.
But if she wants to be honest with you, then what? Like, listen, I love you. I don't wanna leave you. But
as soon as my shit get well, you got a problem.
But if it's a permanent condition, then what?
Oh, but I'm going to kill myself. I'm not going to be running around with a broke dick for life.
That's what this bitch Tiffany said.
Yeah, I'm not
saying he's going to come running kill himself anyway, so they going to make a difference.
Okay, what the fuck are you doing running around with a broke dick for life?
Told you.
All right, listen, man. I'm not killing myself. My dick don't work.
What you been doing with this shit then, son?
Huh?
What you doing, running around eating pussy all day?
I don't fuck. I'm gonna get one surgically implanted there. I'm gonna get some shit sold on there. I don't fucking know.
I didn't know that was an option. If that's an option, yeah, I'm going to get a bigger one.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to get me some shit. I gotta walk around with my head gonna be stuck in my socks down there. I gotta tuck my shit in my socks.
I never go there. I want my shit to stay inflated 24/7. Word up.
The fuck I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give you some shit that's gonna wrap around my leg and then stick in my sock.
Word
okay,
up. That's what I'm
and you still not gonna get no pussy.
We ain't with no pussy.
Yeah, you know, y'all niggas jump out the window for shit like that.
Let me get all the pussy I want.
Y'all always jump out the window for shit like that and then get it and can't do nothing with it.
But my thing is, who's afraid of dick? I mean, what female? Like, why are you afraid of dick? Come on.
Hey, it's not a why. You just ask yourself, why
this
the fuck you always gotta fool y'all off the headboard?
Listen, a lot of you bitches is scared of motherfucking real dick.
That's a true statement.
Well, then they need to stop fucking with penises, then.
Hey, no, they fuck with penises, but the normal shit, not like the abnormal.
That's why I said
shit.
Penis. There's a difference between the penis and the dick.
Yeah, because once y'all shit go bad, I don't think there's no surgery for that shit.
Yeah,
there's no surgery for that.
Pussy
I told you the bitch gonna get a disability check because that shit is fucking fucked up.
I seen a lot of shit on the internet. I ain't ever seen no pussy implants.
They got a pussy rejuvenation thing. Surgery.
Nah, your shit broke. It's different
they got
rejuvenation
shit, they gonna, and they're gonna stick in your coochie to make and a nigga be fucking that piece and not your coochie. Be fucking some shit you got implanted in there.
They
like
got
a plastic
full
wall
time.
Type shit or some shit.
Get a plastic wall.
Yeah, your shit gonna be stripping down.
You got a fixed one in there that's gonna be firm, that's gonna be able to go in there. You can't put no soft shit up in there that's gonna hold this place.
your shit gonna be stamped fishing place all over.
Walking around with plastic
in your box. I said, that sounds horrible. A plastic wall? Oh, hell no.
What you want to get? Nigga, okay. You can't get nothing.
That bitch is this fucking plastic dicks. No?
That's a business.
What's the fuck is a dildo?
All right, but I'm talking about you have to walk around with that shit in you every day, all day, every
then
day.
You got to keep it in your pocket when you want to fuck. Search that motherfucker. Put it in there. In your bag. That bitch got everything else in your fucking bag.
Exactly. That bag's big enough for that big-ass twat.
That's part of the pussy in the bag.
Yeah.
You gotta put your plastic wall in there. Oh, boy.
Hey, Big Homer, did you hear what this bitch, ratchet-ass motherfucker, Tana said?
What she said?
If her shit don't work, she got other parts of the house. She got a front yard, a backyard, and she got a den and an attic.
That's my nigga right there. That's my nigga right
this
there.
This bitch said, my front yard don't work, you go in my backyard, you go in my attic. I said, this bitch,
I'm blowing at everything you got, nigga.
But yeah, my man Dawbones, he said, ew, man, I don't want to fuck in your ass all the time.
The nigga with the tongue ring said that.
Yes.
Well, we know we're not paying his ass no attention.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what he said, player.
He's my man and everything, but he better take what he can get, nigga. He better take that back shot.
Oh, my God. I'm scared.
You're going to turn your motherfucking ass into a pussy for the real.
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you right now. If my shit fucked up, your shit fucked up. Fucked up niggas together.
Why would you want to have a relationship with your shit, bro?
But she's going to be broke, too, because she ain't fucking nobody else.
You gonna sabotage that shit with your shit?
I'm not gonna sabotage it. That bitch gonna be out of commission.
That's just fucked up.
What?
Why we all gotta suffer? You know, come here.
You ain't gonna suffer. So you gonna get one of them toys. You gonna get one of them big ass fucking toys. Like you know them shit you use when I'm not home. You be sneaking and busting your nut when I ain't home. You gonna use it right there when I'm there.
Well, I can work that shit for you.
Yeah.
Lord have all the mercy.
Yo, where the fuck is this big bitch at?
I'm right here.
You hear Big Homie on the radio show?
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying, like,
you better recognize greatness when you see it and hear it.
No.
She can't be ratchet. She in public.
That bitch is ratchet all over the place.
No, I just realized that.
Fucking asshole.
That's what she wanted that too.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
I'm home now.
You're home now?
Yeah, I just walked to the front of the house.
Where you got your nails done on your stoop?
No, down the block.
You getting that shit done on the porch, motherfucker?
No, I went down the block. But when I got off the train, I went in the nail salon.
I ain't even going to ask you, which you want the one next to the rest of you stand?
Yeah, that one. The big one.
Yeah, that's where I go get my feet done at.
Oh, my God. Hey, dude, don't imagine that scene there. Nigga, it's going to be called up for this. Y'all walk around there with the little small animal catches and shit?
You walk around with what?
Small animal catches, like them fucking hawks that be there when they come in and grab them shits off the ground.
Oh, no, I don't got that.
That's a small animal catcher.
No. My nails are like
I'm
going to
go get my feet done tomorrow on my lunch break.
My nails are like that, but not my feet, please.
If your nails are like that, it's impossible for your feet not to be.
My nails are long. My toenails aren't. Shut up.
Yeah, you know you be walking on hot coal, nigga. Knock it off.
Never.
She did them really KO, so.
What you said? Oh, your nails?
Yeah, she did a KU job.
Cool. Rose?
Hi, thank you, JoJo. My kids told me I look pretty today.
Oh,
yeah,
They just want to eat dinner. They ate already. Psycho Bob already fed them.
Yo, what's up with your man going everywhere wanting to box niggas, yo?
What?
Who's that?
Yo, her last post that she can't take dude nowhere. Is that where she go? They want to shoot five.
Yeah, that nigga. I said that nigga is not right. Can't take it nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your baby? Okay.
My kid's father. Don't start no shit now.
That's my nigga right there.
That's what I said.
Any nigga like that ready to get it on anywhere, that's my nigga.
That nigga got a short fucking fuse, man. I be shit when I go outside with him.
Why you be shit when you go outside with him?
That nigga. I mean, true, I ain't got you when I walk with him. I walk head straight. Fuck that. But, you know, when a nigga feel violated, no matter who you are to them, if the nigga feel violated, he gonna feel violated. Ain't nothing I can do about that.
Why you gonna feel violated? You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't doing nothing.
He's walking with me, and I'm walking with him with my kids. If a nigga come off and try to talk to me, and like he don't see him there, that nigga's gonna feel disrespected, regardless of who the fuck he is to me.
I'm just trying to figure out why would a nigga even try and talk to you with that retard walking around with you next to you.
He what?
I'm trying to figure out why a nigga would try and talk to you with that retard walking around with you next to you.
This is what I'm saying. They would not try. They would not try.
Running around with Adam Beasties and shit.
I'm just saying. Like, the nigga got a short fucking fuse. Like, you can't say too much to that nigga.
Uh-huh.
I thought nigga was a deaf mute so like about a week ago. The nigga just finally spoke and shit. What up?
I'm done. I'm not gonna do that. Timothy, no. Isn't that how he is though? That nigga don't say shit.
He's been like that forever.
That nigga don't say nothing. You hear me?
That nigga don't say nothing until it's time to pop
nothing.
On. Yo,
nothing.
He don't say nothing
then. You just hear something hit the ground and you can look and he's standing over you.
Nothing.
I
know this nigga for a good little minute now. That nigga, I finally heard that nigga speak the other day.
Damn, that's sad.
And we talk about a nigga that I knew since I was 12. He ain't changed one fucking bit at all. That is crazy.
Yeah, I went over that motherfucker and I bought a bottle of tequila over there. And I started pouring shots. That nigga said, pour me one. I'm looking around the fucking room. Who said that? Who the fuck said that shit? Who the fuck said that shit?
You're so fucking stupid.
Am I lying? Did he say pour me one?
Yes, he did.
I'm like, what the fuck? Who the fuck said that shit?
You thought you was hearing voices?
I'm like, this nigga talk?
The nigga speaking English?
Yeah, pretty much. He's not no fucking immigrant. He fuck here.
Yo, that nigga took that shot and went back into the room. That nigga's hands was dragging the floor, knuckles was scraping the ground and shit. I'm like, oh, man.
I'm fucking good in there. I'm good.
And then we're back in the room.
And close the door. That was it.
This nigga no more.
Arthur Wilson.
That nigga like,
what's that nigga?
That show, what's that? The monster nigga looking under the stairs and shit? The monster? You don't never see that nigga, son. It was time to eat. Cause it's time to eat, then the stairs open up and shit, and they come out and get some eat.
That's the only time you see him.
God, not gonna do that, man.
I'm just saying. That nigga threw me for a fucking loop. That nigga said, pour him a shot. Threw me for an immediate loop. Swear to God, I'm like, who the fuck?
He don't drink because he got a Kemi in him. He got Kemi in him, that's why he don't drink.
Yeah, what?
Can be in. We got chemical imbalance. That nigga don't drink. That nigga does not drink.
Man, listen.
He's that nigga you need in front of the club. You don't need no fucking surveillance cameras because he's surveying the whole area. He is always on point.
I ain't gonna lie.
When you look at him, his head is always facing the ground, but his eyes are facing up.
Yep.
That. Watches everything.
He's looking down at the ground, but his eyes are facing up. Like, what the fuck?
I'm telling you, I was in a fucking club, and the DJ said,
Tana, please come to the fucking.
No.
I said, what?
Tana, one better. The movie theater.
Yo,
the movie theater.
I'm trying to ditch this nigga. We went to like 5 different movie theaters. We went all around New York. While we got to the last movie theater, and we were online, and he was right behind us.
How the fuck you say? They got a homing device in your asses?
Yo,
he
I
had something.
I never forget, we went to go see Set It Off when it first came
yes.
out.
Yes, and he was about to set it off in a movie theater.
Yeah, we wound up getting into a fight in a damn movie theater almost.
You and him?
No,
no,
with other people.
Because they were throwing shit in his hair.
Who was throwing shit in his hair?
People
they
were in the back row, and they were throwing shit at the people in the front. So he kept looking back like, my friend was throwing popcorn. So he turned around in the middle of the movie. He was like, "Yo,
what's his hair? What kind of hair? He had like a
he had long dreads." And he said, he turned around in the movie and said, "Yo, gonna stop throwing that motherfucking popcorn, or it's gonna be a problem." Like, oh,
he said, "I would set it off up in this motherfucker." Yo,
oh,
I tell you,
oh, wait. He had dreads.
He had long dreads down to his ass. You crazy?
Those shit
was long. Down
to
his ass.
Is
he Puerto Rican?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I'm just trying to paint a picture.
No, he
looks
like a dread.
He got
hair like
us. He got that dread that you
can
comb out the next day.
No. Him and my son have the same hair.
Oh, man. I'm just trying to paint a picture. He said,
mind you, I was all pregnant and shit in the movie theater. This motherfucker going to get into a fight.
Why are you trying to duck this crazy nigga and you pregnant?
Me. You wasn't trying to duck him.
We were having
fight.
A girl's night out.
I had a girl's night out with that nigga.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes. So he used to stalk you?
No, he was just the fucking warning. It wasn't a stalker. It was no bitch. And if you go, when you come back, it's gonna be a problem. And that was it. Maybe that's why I'm so defiant now.
Yeah, those were the good old days.
But that's my nigga now.
Well, that's your nigga now?
That's my motherfucker now.
Yeah, okay.
That's my motherfucker now. I was getting dressed to go out. I was getting dressed to go out, and he was helping me, telling me what the fuck go with what. He's like, nah, that looks better. You know.
Oh, shit.
Like that, but I don't know how we got off the fucking topic. I was just trying to prove a point.
Well,
don't
I'm
play,
just,
don't
a
play with
what?
That. Don't play with that motherfucker. Don't play with his ass. So when you say, I can't be fucking my baby father, absolutely not. Absolutely fucking not.
Man.
I would have no new friends.
Yo, listen, my lines are on fire. And if you guys want to join in, plus one. I know you motherfuckers are scared, so press one. If you want to join in, my lines are on fire. You might not know to press one, but press one. All right? Don't be nervous.
We ain't really talking about shit. We scared of today.
Right. We ain't even talking about shit. We just talking general shit.
Yeah, just shooting the shit. Yeah, now. Getting ready for all these holidays and parties and all
types. Okay,
I got a question.
Yeah, I want to ask you, what do you want to talk about today, baby?
No, because now I'm home, so now I can really talk shit.
Oh.
Back to that whole disrespectful thing.
What happened?
Back to that whole disrespectful thing.
Hey,
I said back to that whole disrespectful thing. When you tell a bitch, or a female, I'm sorry, when you tell a female, suck my dick, bitch, and you know you ain't mean to say it, but you said it on purpose because you know it's going to piss me off, that's going to get me mad.
You know, like,
I'm just saying, why would it piss you off if you like
because
you
losing, because you losing the argument, and that's all you got left to say. It's not a valid season for you to say something about niggas, and you say it. Because you
yeah.
don't know how to argue. Because you don't know how to argue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
just
saying.
That's
ground for that.
But if you like sucking dick, you know, you shouldn't be offended. Just suck my dick.
No, really, no. I wouldn't be offended. You know, I always got a fucking quick comeback for dumb shit like that. But, you know, just set the
thing.
You
need an argument. You just shouldn't say that.
So can I say, like, well, can you pop me off, baby?
No, if you say something like that, like, that's so, like, moot. It's like moot. It's useless because, nigga, obviously I do. So what the fuck you saying that for?
Yeah. So me calling you a bitch is not like a bitch in a funny way, but me calling you a bitch, like, from the gut.
At this point in my life, no, because I've been heard it so many fucking times, I'm immune to this shit.
Yeah, that's
what if I put some shit? What if I put some shit in front of it? Fuck you, you stink pussy bitch. How about that?
Oh, damn.
Huh?
And we have an argument. And we have an argument like we about to break up, or we have an argument.
We have an argument.
Oh,
we about to break up. I ain't no telling what a nigga might say.
Oh, we about to, yeah, because if we about to break up, I'm going clean the fuck off. Fuck it, since there ain't no coming back from it.
What you mean you going? What you mean we going in?
I'm going to pounce on your ass like somebody just threw a cat out the window at you.
Oh, my God.
That's how you gotta do it. Shit, if you listen, if it's the end, you
might
as well go for the
gusto. You might as well.
I'm gonna tell you about everybody in your family tree. I'm going in.
I haven't really been upset. I've been mad. Like, I straight threw the bird in the cage out the fucking door at a nigga. The bird in the fucking cage. You hear me?
You threw it out the window.
No, I threw it at the nigga. Threw the bird cage at the nigga with the bird in it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, the fuck I did.
And that nigga, and when did you get off the floor? Like I said earlier.
I didn't get off the floor.
I'm just straight fucking breaking car windows. Bottom fucking line. I don't care.
You will get shot, too.
I already did it, and nothing happened.
Don't you got insurance?
Huh?
Don't you have insurance?
Do I have a son?
Insurance.
Yeah, I got insurance. What they got to do anything, though?
Okay, so you get the other thing.
When I saw breaking fucking car windows.
Breaking car windows.
Yeah, that's
what
I do.
That make? I'm just taking it to my dealer, to my man. He's going to fix my shit for proof, my car insurance.
But I don't deface property. I don't deface property, though. I wouldn't want nobody to do that shit to me.
Fuck out of here. So you mean
break
to tell me you ain't, gonna cut his, you ain't going to burn his clothes and cut his clothes up and all that shit, though?
Whatever.
I'm going all the way in. If we breaking up, fuck it. I don't care.
I think your aggression is better taken off on the person that you're mad at, not yourself.
No, because guess what? Most men love their car more than they love their girls anyway. So how about
I ain't gonna lie. You touch my car, fucking you up. You can touch my, touch my girl, whatever you want. Touch my car, I'm gonna touch your fucking head.
See? So I'm gonna hit you where it hurts.
Wait a minute. If somebody snuffs your girl, you ain't gonna do nothing. If he snuffs your girl,
somebody hit my girl, I'm gonna go upside your head. You hit my car, will go upside your head. What does that make?
Okay.
Huh?
If you giving low blows, I'm giving lower blows.
I'm just gonna choke you with your titties, Tiffany.
Like, Tiffany, that was me and you and that motherfucker tried to fucking body me that Sunday, right?
Who tried to body you?
Some Looney Tune.
Huh?
Some Looney Tune.
You was on your way to work. I was at work.
Oh.
And you was on your way to work, and I left work because Ayana called me, and I left work.
When you went to the hospital, you mean?
No, I didn't go to the hospital.
I was with you for the initial incident at the train station.
Oh, okay.
Well, what the fuck are y'all talking about? When you went to the fucking hospital?
No, this dude was being a fucking stalker, and we tried to cease and desist that shit, and he was not letting up.
Y'all gonna start running up on these motherfucking niggas like y'all the motherfucking
I didn't run up on him.
That's not how that happened. We was going to the train station and he tried to talk to her and she was like, "No, I got a man," and he tried to get disrespectful. So this came from somewhere, who knows, and he went crazy and then it was a whole chain reaction after that. It was a whole chain reaction after that. Niggas is too disrespectful. How you gonna get mad because a female don't want to talk to you? But she tell you she got a man. Leave it alone.
Huh? Who the fuck got that TV brand in the background?
I don't know. It's off now.
Okay.
Yeah, but ever since then, you know, I don't play too much with strange niggas in the street. Like, I just keep moving, but
I don't even be saying that. They be like, hi, I'm like, hi, and just keep around.
But that's what happened. I said hi to him, and he took it as he gonna sit there and hold a fucking conversation. And I was like, no, I'm good.
Why did you say hi to him?
Mm-mm. He said hello, and I said hi. I was like, hi, and I was finished doing what I was doing, and he kept trying to talk to me. And I was like, no, I'm good. No, no, no. He's like, no, I got a man, whatever. And then I looked at him, and I was like, you know who my man is or whatever. And he was like, I don't give a fuck about that nigga.
My man is, you said?
Yeah, and he was like, I don't give a fuck about that nigga. Fuck that nigga.
And what happened?
It just got real crazy after that.
So he just followed you around for the rest of the day?
Mm-mm. He actually went home and went to sleep and woke up the next morning and followed me.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, it was some serious shit, Steph.
Yeah, look, you see, I have to stop talking about it because that shit just made my head hurt. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That should give me chills, but... Yeah. Fucking serious.
So, Tiffany, what is something I can tell you, baby, that'll make you go to fuck
home?
What
that
whole
fuck my dick
bitch. Fuck your girlfriend or something?
No, that's just a listen. If you fucked it, then hey, bye.
Huh?
I mean, you ain't. If you fucked it, then bye. I ain't going to get tired about that. What the fuck? That ain't going to really piss me off. Because I might try to tell you. I said, that's not really going to piss me off because my mouth is so slick. I'll tell you that I fucked your man and his dick is bigger than yours. So, what the hell?
You ain't gonna know the first one. You ain't gonna tell me that.
Who's your girlfriend?
Who did you say, Diddy? What did you say, big homie?
I said, I was thinking of shit like that. I thought your sister and your girlfriend, your aunt,
or whatever,
right now.
What?
What the fuck is big homie talking about over there?
That's big homie, man.
That's fucking. This nigga fucking Zach Ball talking about you fuck my sister and my friend. You gonna get everybody ass beat with your mouth.
What?
You talking that shit gonna get everybody ass beat.
That what?
Exactly.
That he
fucked, Yeah, I fucked your sister and your homegirl. I'ma pause it. Oh, you there? Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. Bring them bitches over here and just beat the shit out of all y'all.
Yeah, Tyler be talking to me when she gonna do shit.
Are you right? You right? I'm not.
That crazy girl right there. That
you talking? She talking mean games, boy.
You right?
No, she ain't gonna do nothing.
You right?
That big yellow thing right there ain't got it all either.
And your co-defendant. Tip
oh shit.
Shit.
Cool. Hmm. Okay.
You're right. I done gave up that damn narcotic.
Well, I didn't.
Self-destruction.
I had to beat the old bitch up, so it didn't.
Look, just because you from Brooklyn don't mean you're going to do something.
What Brooklyn going to do anything?
I'm just saying.
Exactly. I just ain't going to tolerate a bunch of bullshit. Fuck
what's
that. I'm not tolerating shit from anybody. Listen.
You have one line to cross. I don't give you chance after chance. You cross that line one time, I'm jumping all over you. Period. I have zero tolerance for bullshit.
Baby, I'm gonna snatch some glasses off your face.
And guess what? You gonna snatch them off? I can't see, so now I'm gonna grab a hold of you and I'm gonna beat the shit out of you because I'm not gonna let go because I can't see. So what happened? You just gonna get fucked up anyway.
First of all, you gotta find me to grab me. I'm gonna be dancing around like a motherfucker around your ass, around your blind ass. I'll be dancing around your blind ass like a motherfucker.
Nah, because soon as you snatch the glasses, I'm gonna grab your ass and I'm gonna hold off the deal life
like,
and pound you the fuck
like,
out.
Crouching tiger, hidden dragon. You ain't gonna see shit. I'll be quiet. You be listening for noises and shit. The dog. I'm gonna come from behind and slap you in the back of your fucking head. Then go back in the
dark. I got
cat
eye in the dark. I can see in the dark. I can see in the dark. So you fucked up if you cut them lights off, because I'm gonna get you.
Can't see no more. I'm gonna have a spot on your fucking
head. You got a better shot of keeping the lights off. I got cat eye. I got night vision.
Huh?
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm just watching the TV show over there.
I'm still packing all my shit up, girl. I'm still trying to move.
What the fuck you moving to, baby?
Deeper in Far Rockaway for right now. So I move back to Brooklyn.
Deeper in the Far Rockaway.
Yeah.
You moving close to that piece of dick you got like 2 weeks ago?
Nah, that's from Brooklyn. Ooh, no. Mm-mm. I ain't messing with nothing now. Here, shit out here got AIDS. I'm good.
How you know I got AIDS?
Far Rockaway, out of all five boroughs, Far Rockaway has the highest AIDS rate. Hell no, I wouldn't fuck with nothing out here.
Far Rockaway is not even a borough, baby.
First of all, it don't matter. It's part of Queens. It is a borough, Queens. All these transsexuals and all these little fags out here, hell no. Mm-mm. They run rampant out here. Hell to the no. Fuck some people. I don't fuck with
nothing
out here.
Mm-hmm. This workout got me weak.
What workout got you weak? You ain't doing shit. How workout got you weak, baby?
No, when I finish working out.
Huh?
I said, well, I finish working out.
Okay.
Oh,
man. Oh, my God.
Drink
so, ladies,
now.
ladies.
Yep.
So, you mean to tell me? Let's go back to this. If my dick stop working, shit. You're going to leave me, your baby that took care of everything, any and everything, you're going to leave my ass. And who the fuck teases that loud like that, man?
I don't even know. That's
probably dog bone.
Dog bone. I don't fucking think that is.
Yeah,
because
I don't even got no TV on. I'm in here in the dark.
You got no TV on either, huh? That's motherfucking, sugar wall TV.
No, it's not. I'm in my room.
Okay, who else is on the line? That's probably big homie that probably put his phone down and then turn the shit off. And I hear a little deep-ass voice in the background. Somebody cut big homie line off. That's big homie, I think. There we go. Yeah, see, that was big home. Look at it. Look at that. Nobody's back.
Now,
what the fuck,
here.
Man?
Let me close my door, because I don't know how y'all hear my TV shit. I'm low.
That's your fucking TV?
I don't know.
Might be that good-ass earpiece you got.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Huh?
I still hear a TV or something.
Yeah, see, that's not me.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Anyway,
fuck it. I just ask a question, man. Just ask a question. That's your phone, Sugar Walls.
Hold on. Let me see. What the fuck? Now.
Malik.
How about now?
Yeah.
How about fucking now, I said?
Oh, that's, I don't hear shit. That's perfect.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe it was my earpiece.
Huh?
It was my earpiece then.
Yeah, you got a good-ass earpiece, though.
Hell yeah.
That's good. What kind of earpiece is that, Lola?
Came with my phone.
It came with your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, the little ear, the little plugs?
Yeah.
The little plugs?
Yep.
What kind of change? Oh, not no singles and stuff? No. So I might. Yeah. The, what the fuck I was just saying? What the fuck I was just saying, y'all?
Oh,
I don't
no,
know. You was about to ask something.
And I'm calling. I'm going to sleep good tonight, boy.
Why can't you come and have a drink, too? Me, too, because I got a long day tomorrow. I'm going to be at my son's school all day tomorrow.
You said what now?
I said I'm going to sleep good tonight, too, because I'm going to be at my son's school all day tomorrow.
You'll sleep all day tomorrow?
No, I'm going to be at my son's school all day tomorrow.
Why?
I wish I could sleep all day because I got like 3 meetings at school tomorrow. Well, actually, it's 1 meeting, and then we're going to make fruit kebabs. You know, I'll be trying to do everything that they do at school or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow. Oh, you want your train? Where's your train? Oh, here you go, right here in the window. Yeah.
How do you tell a motherfucker that you don't want to fuck with them no more?
Say that again?
How do you tell a motherfucker you don't want to fuck with them no more?
Just tell them.
You would tell them, I guess, right?
Would you tell them? Would you tell them via text, or would you speak to them face to face, or would you call them?
If I don't know how the fuck you would tell. Just shit, man.
Good night, baby. I love you.
All a bit on how you bring the conversation up.
That's what I'm saying. How do you bring it up?
Yeah.
No,
you
know, I don't know how to. Well, it depends on how it came about, how the conversation came about, how did the conversation come about.
That's what I'm saying. How do you start a conversation like that? We need to talk.
You don't start the conversation like that. No.
Do you like take them somewhere? How do you break the news to somebody?
Somewhere.
Huh?
Take them somewhere. Why would you take them somewhere though?
That motherfucker might be crazy. Yeah, you just have a long discussion and then listen.
Do you think that some people want an explanation, like, or you do you think it's like appropriate for people to just not fuck with you no more?
Okay, but how does it? Okay, but who wants to? You want to break it off, or they want to break it off?
Either or.
Okay, you want to break it off. Now, what reason do you want to break it off for, though?
I mean, make up a reason. I'm just trying to make conversation.
Right. No, I'm just saying, but it depends on how you want to break it off. Like, it depends on, like, he did something you want to break it off, or you're just not interested. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe you're just not interested.
You're not interested in? Well, I'm sorry, baby, but I'm not interested. You know what I'm saying? You're not my cup of tea.
You're not my cup of tea?
Yep. That about sums it up.
I'm just saying, like, you're not my cup of tea. Like, I'm not going to fucking take you out to dinner and talk about over drinks and shit, so I don't want to fuck with you.
You might crack a glass and cut your throat.
Huh?
So the nigga might crack the glass and cut your throat. Mm-mm.
I'm just saying, I'm not gonna start the conversation, but if I don't want to fuck with you, I'm just not going to... I'm just going to pull over.
Let me ask you, do your egos get bruised, like, if a girl don't want to fuck with you no more? Like, even though you act like it doesn't bother you, does it really bother you?
All depends on if I fell for her already. You see what I'm saying? Like, if I fell for you, yeah, my ego's gonna be crushed. But you ain't gonna know my ego's gonna be crushed. You might know when I'm cursing the fuck out all the time.
Yeah. What you mean, after the fact?
Yeah, after the fact. Like, about to see you somewhere or avoid my motherfucking
friend. You would still try to be friends with somebody that cut you off?
No, I'm not trying to be your friend at all, I'll tell you the truth. I don't want to be your friend. If you want to fuck with me and you break up with me, I don't want to fuck with you. Unless, you know, we broke up on mutual grounds or, you know what I'm saying? Like, we both seen that we didn't want to be with each other, then I'm all for it. You can be cool. You do your thing. I do my thing, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'll
like, if you say, I don't want to fuck with you no more, and then they be like, all right, then, you know. Fuck you laughing at?
Because that shit sound crazy. Like, what? The fuck you mean okay? No, bitch, you ain't supposed to say that. You're supposed to say why? You're supposed to say this.
That sounds like the shit that used to go on at junior high school. Oh, I don't want to be your boyfriend no more. Okay.
I'm like, nah, what the fuck? No, you tell me this. Like, my response would be like, why the fuck not? Why not?
Oh, you would want to know why not?
Then I get a little twitch in my neck and shit. My shoulders start jumping and shit like that.
Oh, shit.
You said you got fucking tendencies.
Huh?
You got tendencies.
Yeah, whatever the fuck you want to call, whatever the shit your baby daddy got, that's what I got.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Yeah, whatever that nigga got, I got.
That nigga got chemical imbalance.
Yeah, that's what the fuck I got. Because you're going to be my girl forever. Forever than ever.
Oh, shit.
Forever than ever, and I don't care who's the never you goes out with. You still my baby.
That is damn fucking crazy.
Yes.
What?
That
I don't care. You don't bother me no more. When I see you, I'm still going to hold your hand while I see you. You're still going to hold my hand.
Are you lying?
Oh, you still gonna hold my hand. Or all of that. Yeah.
He gonna pull a Mike Tyson. How Mike Tyson was rubbing Robin Givens' neck. On Barbara Walters.
You gonna be rubbing it, but you gonna see like veins come out of my arms and rubbing your neck. Like little veins popping out of my mother's arms and shit. You gonna see all of that.
Oh shit. That's crazy right there.
You that nigga that act like he didn't hear the breakup.
What happened?
You the nigga that act like he don't hear the breakup.
I don't hear no breakup. You can't break up with me. I break up with you.
What?
What? I never understood that.
No, you can break up with me, but I'm going to say, no, baby, we're going to work this out, baby. You're like, okay. Then tomorrow I'm going to break up with you. I'm going to leave you. You're not going to leave me. I'm leaving you.
The next day?
Yeah, after I get
damn.
I gotta make sure this is what I really want to do.
But if she really wants to break up, just let it go. Like, seriously. Why would you try to
I can't, like, call you and, like, let's go eat breakfast and all that shit. Like, I can't do none of that shit. Like,
nah, that shit
that
ain't
no.
If I'm telling you it's over, I don't want anything. I don't want you to do anything for me. Nothing. Just go. Go away.
So you don't want nothing to do with me no more whatsoever?
No.
If you're breaking, so tell me, if you're breaking with me, that means we can't be friends, we can't be shit, we can't be nothing.
No, not immediately. Maybe after, as years pass on, but then again, knowing me, no. But
why? Because you can't rub the back of your kneecap.
I basically despise them. Once I break up with them, I basically despise them.
You don't want to do them no more at all?
Nope.
So I can't, like, rub the back of your kneecaps and shit no more?
No.
I'm just saying.
That's not going to work because once I'm turned off mentally, there's nothing that you can do for me physically.
So how would you break it with somebody, though?
Me? I'll just let you know, listen, I don't want to be bothered anymore, period.
How about you don't answer the phone, you don't call, you don't do that shit no more, you won't do none of that?
Yeah, well, shit, that should be the first time. Would you call me like 3-4 times and I'll answer my damn phone? That's a surefire sign then. But if you want to be hard-headed and make me spell it out for you, then fine. Because you should know when a person is like, if I call somebody 3 times and 3 times I get a voicemail, that's it. I'm not calling your ass no more.
What if I lost my phone?
Oh, well.
You better leave it on your voicemail. I lost my phone. I will get in contact with you. Change your voicemail, period.
What happens if I'm at the track and there's a lot of noise at the track?
What?
No, that's dog bone. Dog bone's back.
What happens if I'm at the track and there's a lot of noise going on at the track and I can't hear the phone?
But see, I'm not going to call you three times in one day. I'm just saying, like, if I called you, like, during a period during the week, three times, and those three times you did not pick up that phone, fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Are you single?
Yes, I am.
I see why now.
I don't care. Listen.
She's chemically imbalanced, too.
No. That may be true, too, but come on. If I call you, because I'm not going to call you every day. I'll probably call you maybe every other day. If I call you every other day and you do not pick up that phone, that's three times I done called you. Fuck.
I'm not calling you at all.
You going to call me, bitch.
A lot of men work for a living. So
I understand. I'm not
going to
call you during work hours. Talking about...
What was that?
I know you work, and I know your work schedule. So, okay, fine. I know you at work. I'm not going to disturb you while you at work because I don't want nobody disturbing me at work. But after work, if I'm calling you and you're not answering your phone, okay, fine. Not a problem. On to the next one. That's just it. I don't got time for that bullshit. I don't have time for all the stupid-ass excuses because you're not going to give me a valid excuse, a valid reason why you ain't picking up your phone. It's going to be some bullshit. So fuck you. Period.
Damn. You seem like a good woman. Damn.
That is rough.
Huh?
I said that shit is rough.
I'm just saying, it is what it is, though.
For real. Like me? Shit, from 11 at night to 7 in the morning, don't fucking call me because I'm at work. But, okay, now, from 8 to...
You mean to tell me I got to make a booty call in the daytime for you?
Yeah, because I'm... Listen, I work nights. I work from 11 at night to 7 in the morning. Shit.
Man, that sucks, man. I mean, I can only get some coochie in the daytime. I can't get no coochie at night.
All my days off. All my days off.
I gotta fuck on your schedule.
Hey.
And that's and I work during the day. So what? How is that gonna work out?
Listen, we gonna have to catch a quickie.
That means
I
only get quickies then.
Listen.
On my way home from work, I come by your house, get a little quickie, and then you go to work. That's all you quit. You ain't got no time for no real.
I know how to call out from work, and so do you. So we would have to compromise on that. One week you call out, the next week I call out. What happened? What's the problem? Compromise, give and take.
Motherfucking crowd, boy.
What happened?
That's a tough crowd.
Yeah, tough fucking. I ain't gonna lie, tough fucking crowd. Tough fucking crowd. I just want my dick sucked for the new year. That's all I want. I don't want nothing else.
You sucked for the new year? Lord Jesus.
Yeah. For the
I'm
new
coming,
year.
Baby. Yeah. Anyway, what is everybody doing for the holiday? For Memorial Day?
Memorial Day? I'm going to everybody's house and trying to eat all that fucking barbecue food.
Yo, this guy, Point Pleasant, come on down.
Yo, the barbecue dog bone?
Yo, I got a short house, dude. 6th Avenue, Point Pleasant.
Short house?
Yep, 6th Avenue, Point Pleasant, house number 14.
What day you at? You going? You going to be there on Monday?
I'll be home Monday. I'll be coming back Monday. I'm trying to get off the rest of the week, though.
So I'm saying, what day you going to be at? What day you going to be at the short house?
From Thursday all the way to Monday.
Yeah, all right, we'll talk behind the scenes. I don't want, you know, the other nose on the hand shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't going to say no names, but they know these motherfuckers.
I know you're talking about me, old bastard.
I did not say any names.
Well, he could be.
Yo, Steph, I haven't seen you in like a fucking month
in
some change.
You just seen me last week.
There's only two females on this live.
What I seen you?
You just seen me.
When?
Like last week you came and got your nails and shit done. Yeah, last week.
Oh, right.
What are you talking about?
My bad.
Huh?
Somebody flying a helicopter? What the fuck is going on?
I hear that too.
You what, a fan?
Yeah.
Sitting from my fan in my shop, you know what I'm saying?
I know I live by the airport,
huh?
But God, they ain't coming in that close.
Say what? Say that
one
more
time.
Ladies.
Guys. What? What happened?
I said I heard like some propeller or some dumb shit.
Propellers? Propellers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This bitch hit propellers, bitch. So when we going over, when we going to Puerto Rico again?
You mean not speak English?
No, shit.
You me.
When we going to Puerto Rico again?
We? Sound like you need to go to France with that French shit.
I'm going to Puerto Rico, so I'm going to crash that motherfucking party.
Nigga, how you crashing the party and I go by myself?
Now, I'm gonna crash your party. I'm gonna see what the fuck. Why the fuck you always go to Puerto Rico by yourself? It's gotta be some shit going on out that motherfucker.
What are you talking about? I'm gonna say, you see, this is what I'm talking about fucking trust and shit. If I say the fuck I'm going somewhere, I'm going somewhere. Why am I lying?
I just said I want to see what you're doing out there. I ain't say you ain't going.
Yeah. And let me tell you what I do. I get to the hotel. I go to the little store next to the casino. I buy my liquor. I buy my juice. I sit that shit up in my room. I put it in my little tippy cup, and I sit by the pool and by the beach. That's what I do.
You sit by the pool and by the beach?
Yeah, the hotel is on the beach, and you go to the beach or at the pool.
And that's all the fuck you do?
Huh?
That's all the fuck you do?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That doesn't sound like much of a vacation.
Yeah, it is. Because when I go on vacation by myself, it's something to relax and to clear my mind. Like, when I'm on vacation with my people, I always need a fucking vacation when I come home. Like, I be dead ass tired when I be hanging with motherfuckers when I go away. So when I do go away, I go to, like, Puerto Rico or something, that's time well spent with myself. I earned it. It's for me. It's my birthday. Ain't nobody paid for that shit but me, so I do what the fuck I want to do when I get there. All
right, you do what you got to do when you get there. When we going?
I don't need to follow no country to get no dick. I can get dick in New York.
What the hell? I feel he's going to pull.
Ooh. I'm not talking to you, Red. I said Red Bone. I ain't talking to you, Red Bone. I'm just saying, when you go on a vacation, like, you always have to spend a vacation a while out, I'll go to relax.
Shit, I need a fucking vacation.
There's plenty of times around that whole year that I have to go away and while out with motherfuckers. At this particular moment, it's my birthday. I want to relax. That's what I do. If you come with me, you come with me. That's all. But I'm going to still stay, do what I wanted to do according to the plan. I'm still going to chill. And y'all can do what y'all want to do.
Right.
Especially if I pay for the chip, my damn self. I get the hell I want.
Okay, boss, I'm sorry, boss lady. You know what
I'm don't you question me about that shit again now.
Huh?
Don't you question me about that shit again now.
I'm sorry, my bad, baby, you know what I'm saying?
Shit.
My bag. My bag. Now, what are we going to put
it
again?
A few more years before I can take
it. No, nigga. You start to throw that in the air. I'm going to Puerto Rico for my birthday. If you don't know when my birthday is, oil well.
It's in July.
Yep.
Yep, I'm going to be right on there, too. I'm going to be right there, the motherfucker at the gate when you come out to my plane. I'll be right there already with my margarita and my motherfucking big-ass motherfucking hat. My big ass money. I'm gonna have a sign that says Ellis. I'm be your fucking driver and everything.
Oh shit!
That is so stupid.
My big ass motherfucking hat with my big ass coconut drink with my big ass sign say Ellis.
I was fucking about face like, no, this nigga did.
Yo, you would fucking die if you came to the airport and you seen the hit squad at the gate picking your ass up. You would pass the fuck out.
What?
You would pass the fuck out and said, I am not doing this shit with you niggas this weekend. No, the fuck I'm not.
I would pass out.
Huh?
I would pass out. What are y'all niggas doing?
You would pass. I think I gotta talk to my boy. We might have intercept this trip.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. You know how big Puerto Rico is?
What? Yeah, but we're gonna be at the airport. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know how big it is. You're gonna be in the car with us.
But I'm saying you ain't gonna know what airline, nothing.
Oh, bitch, I'm gonna know.
You gonna have a motherfucker at each gate. I found that bitch.
They gonna have walkie talkies. Ask the baby daddy. He knows everywhere you gonna be and time schedule to move.
You're fucking right.
She gonna give him a shot of tequila and warm him up.
You don't know where I'll be at. I tell him I'm out and I'm out. He don't question me.
No, he gonna question you.
That nigga don't question me. He got his own business to mind.
No, he got no business to mind. Cause you fucking up his business. You fucking up his shit to do. Every week you gotta fucking go away. What the fuck he going his time? Hey, go away.
She don't
really
doing something.
That is my problem.
Always going
my fucking problem.
I would have been one upside this bitch's head. If this bitch ain't going away
right
for the weekend, this bitch ain't home for the weekend. It's one or the other, but she ain't never home for the weekend.
But, I mean, that's called life, right? Ain't that life?
Huh?
That's life.
I can't wait till I get one. Shit.
That's life. I'm saying, what I'm going to do is stay home and have shit to do.
You can stay there and talk to your kids and your baby daddy.
Them niggas don't want me around.
Huh?
They don't want me around. Friday come and they be like, you leaving?
Damn. They put you out.
They want this crib to themselves. They don't need my nagging ass around on weekends.
Oh, my God. Now you a nagging bitch?
I love it. I wouldn't complain about this shit for nothing.
Oh, my God.
I get to do the fuck I love.
What the hell did I miss you? I just got done eating.
This nigga, if you don't listen, stay your ass on the phone or stay your ass off the phone. This nigga in and out.
Yo, but I got to eat, shit.
I'm telling you, motherfucker.
In and out like a Magnum on a little bit.
Oh, shit.
Huh?
That was so not nice.
I'm just saying.
That shit is
sweet.
Huh? I'm pissed out when that motherfucker get when the motherfucker leaves.
And when he leaves, you're gonna be stuck. You gotta stay home all the time then.
I'm gonna be what?
When he leaves, you gotta stay home all the time.
Why did I stay home?
Because you got to watch the kids.
My brother lives down the block.
Yo, who?
My brother lives down the block.
Now he lives way down the block, though.
There ain't no way down the block.
He lives way down the block, man.
He lives like five, six blocks away from me. That's a straight walk to his house.
So you're going to let JoJo the boss walk to your brother's house by himself?
Ooh, what you mean by himself? He got an older brother.
His older brother is, I can't tell you what he be doing right now, you know what I'm saying? He be out chasing his girlfriend, and she got a girlfriend and shit, and that's what he told me.
Oh, shit.
He got a girlfriend, I'm going to beat his ass.
Listen, man, yeah. Leave my little man alone. Let me talk to my Facebook. We be talking all the time on Facebook.
I can't. I'm not going to believe that. He doesn't have a girlfriend. Not right now. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about him like that. That's blasphemy.
Oh, my God, man. Holy shit. Excuse me, ladies. Hey, you too, fucking dog bone.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck you, goddamn midget.
What, man?
Yeah.
What's
up? Yo, what happened Saturday? Shit. I gotta go get my fucking hair.
What's going on Saturday, Seth?
No, what happened Saturday? Did you go?
At the garage over there?
Yeah.
What do you think happened, baby?
Damn. So it did happen even though it rained?
Huh?
I said it did happen even though it rained, huh?
Yeah,
he ain't come get me as usual.
Bitch, you call me and you said you're going to be at the barbershop in the morning when I get here. So what happened? Huh?
I guess my bad.
Did you do him dirty again?
What?
Yeah.
No, I had a wedding to go to.
You had a wedding to go to?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
What happened?
Did you get him good again?
Seth, can I have a surprise party for my birthday?
You said what?
Can I have a surprise party for my birthday?
You ask for a surprise birthday party every year.
Yeah, we're going to surprise your ass when we're in Puerto Rico. How's that?
Huh?
We're going to surprise her ass when we're in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, you're going to bring out a surprise party for you in Puerto Rico. What day are you going out there again? Where you going again? What hotels, all that stuff? Huh?
That is to be determined.
What do you mean that's to be determined?
I didn't pick on you. I don't want to stay on the strip by myself. That shit is too crazy over there to be staying there by myself.
That's why I'm coming, baby. That's why I'm coming.
You gonna flat leave my ass anyway with all the mommies on the beach?
I would be under your beck and call, and I would sit there with you all weekend and just talk to you.
First of all, bitch, we shouldn't even go to the fucking tracks without you fucking hauling ass on me at the track.
Oh, I don't never haul ass on you. What are you talking about, man?
Oh, please. I was like, stop coming. You was like, nope. And you hauled ass on me.
Hold on, when was that?
One of them times when I went.
No,
hey,
I don't remember me doing any of
that. Somebody's golf cart anyway.
I
what? Your ass always winds up taking someone's golf cart anyway.
Yeah, you want to take somebody's golf cart anyway.
I don't take people's golf cart. I hitched a ride.
You hitched a ride, really?
Listen, you know I'm going to sit there with you all night, sissy poo.
No, fucking
you.
Thank you.
Huh?
No, thank you.
I'm going to sit there and talk to you all night. We're going to talk. We're going to chat it up. I'm going to keep them horny-ass niggas away from you. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to be talking to her in Spanish and shit.
And I'm going to be talking back to them. I speak a little Espanol. What's wrong with you? I speak that shit.
They're going to be talking about him, but then he's going to chime in. Really, motherfucker?
Yep. But excuse me, nigga? Fuck you say?
Excuse me, nigga.
You like, ooh.
What?
Yeah, I speak of that shit, nigga.
He said, I speak of that shit. Oh, God.
Oh. Hey, Dogbone, man, you missed a good motherfucking barbecue, man.
I kind of figured that. I didn't think it was going to happen, though, because of the weather and everything.
Man, it was rain or shine, man. Rain or shine, man. You know, then we took it inside. You know, we played little cards and, you know, shot a little bones and shit. You know what I'm saying?
You know them niggas got the dungeon.
You know what happened when that happened, right, player?
Ah, damn.
That you bad, already bad. Know, baby.
That bad, huh?
Yeah. When I left there, he was sitting on the cooler, wiggling his feet, man, kicking back and forth like a little kid, man.
To him again.
Huh?
You didn't do it to him again.
Something ugly.
Yo, why? Leave that boy alone. Where y'all?
Yo, they be fucking with me, man. They be fucking with me. I be chilling. It was all outside bullshit, and they was doing burnout, the burnout contest, all that shit. You missed all of that shit, good shit, Tana.
Damn. All right, that'll be another one. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we're going back on Saturday.
It'll be one this
Saturday. We are?
Huh?
We are?
No, we are not.
You just said
I'm
you
going
have.
Saturday. Huh?
Me too.
No, because they still got all the food. A lot of people didn't show up because of the fucking weather was bad. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys didn't show up, so they still
right,
got.
So I'm gonna come eat the food.
They still got. They bought. I think they bought 50 or 70 pounds of chicken.
70 pounds.
Some shit like that.
Yeah, I might see because I might have to call out again.
No, you're not calling out again. Take your ass to work, man.
First of all, I'm always at work. That's why I don't have a life.
You're at work, and you call a motherfucker three times, you get rid of them and everything.
Right. You're always at work. You don't want to talk to your baby, your penis all the time. And you know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
I need to get out. I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. All I do is work and come home. I don't go out. I haven't been out since Ayana's book signing. Hello? That was, 2 years ago?
That's right.
Which one? Which book signing? The one in... At
the
Eyeglass
Quest? The one that was at Cornerstone.
That was after the one at the Eyeglass Place, right, Tana?
And I was here.
And I was Paul
Bethany.
That's the second one at the Eyeglass Place.
The one at Cornerstone was after the Eyeglass Place. Then that was the last time I've been out. I don't go nowhere. All I do is work all the damn time.
Damn, nigga, I had a fucking mohawk.
Exactly. I haven't been out since then. I don't go nowhere. All I do is work at home. I don't have no damn vice. I'm trying to get my life. I done dropped a few pounds. God damn it. I'm about to cut my hair off. It's about to be on the crack end of summer.
You about to cut? The titties still are still big, though, right?
I'm
just saying. She said she lost weight. I have to make sure.
But the way you tell me that your titties is still big, though, right?
Ain't going nowhere. That shit is hereditary.
I'm just saying. There was some bigums, man.
That's hereditary. They ain't never going nowhere.
Oh, my God, man.
And I'm off Sunday.
What Sunday are you off? This Sunday?
Yep.
What's going on this Sunday?
Nothing. I just took it off. And then I go on vacation in 2 weeks for my birthday.
You just took it off just to take it off?
Yep. And then I go on vacation on June 9th.
Okay.
Tana, we must do something for my birthday. I don't know what.
When's your birthday, baby?
Something.
June 9th, you said
June
your birthday?
11th. 11th.
We go party with Steph.
No, we are not going to party with Steph.
Oh, you are. Watch your mouth. Yes, we are.
You should get some birthday penis.
Tiffany, I already told him I'm rolling up in there like Halle Berry from Bats.
You are not rolling up in there. You are not allowed
to
come in there.
I'll be like, clean this.
Oh, my goodness.
I done told you about you telling me what the fuck I do.
Uh-oh.
Here we fucking go. Here we fucking go with the ratchet, bitch. If I say you can't go.
You can say what the fuck you want to say. It ain't a private party.
It is a private party.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah.
You got a ticket? You got a ticket to get in there?
Nope.
Private. It's super private. Now, you definitely ain't getting no ticket.
All right, I'm going to get a ticket. Believe that.
Where you going to get a ticket from?
They
sold out.
I'm going to get a ticket from.
Ticket sold out.
Fuck out of here. You would not do that to Sissy Poo.
What?
You would not do that to Sissy Poo.
Yo, you're going to be at the door. I'm being there dancing on the chair, on the couch.
You're going to do Coyote Ugly. I'm done.
What?
He's going to be dancing on the ball like Coyote Ugly.
Yep. And I'm going to wave at you from afar. And then tell the guy to get at that little rope. Don't let her in this fucking Lucas conference right here. Thank you very much, sir. Oh, you might. I won't even be able to see you because we're on the top floor. We're on the rooftop. You the door. You got to come up the downstairs. I won't even see you.
y'all should see my face. I got the nigga please face.
Unless I got binoculars.
Come on.
Oh, God, y'all crazy.
I'm just saying, man. It is what it is. But it's that time of the night that
what
we
the, what the fuck were you drinking tonight? You,
what
were you drinking tonight?
Was I drinking tonight?
Yeah.
I was drinking some scotch, some aged scotch. That's what I was drinking tonight, some aged scotch straight.
Oh, Lord.
That's all
straight?
Straight, yeah.
Like, you could take a shot of it?
Huh?
You taking a shot?
No, I was drinking it. Had a big glass of it and just drinking it.
Oh. What do you take shots of?
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean what I take shots of?
Yeah, what would you take shots of? Like,
what you mean, like, what do I take shots of? You know, I drink tequila, shit like that. What's what I take shots of?
All right.
But I'm not drinking with you.
Bring your tequila on game night.
Bring your what?
Bring your tequila on game night.
Game night?
When is game night?
I'm not coming to no more game nights. They get too violent shit over there.
I don't know. The last time y'all had a game night when you was living on Chauncey, I was all pregnant. Laid across the bed.
I couldn't even tell. You had your titties in the way.
Shut up.
Oh, my God. But anyway, yo, great show tonight. And
we ain't talking about shit.
I know we ain't talking about shit. We just on here fucking kicking a woolly bobo tonight. But we can do that because with y'all, there would be no me. And without me, there'd be no y'all. So, great night. We'll tune in next week. And
hello?
What? What?
This is Ian. This is Angie. I just wanted to say hi. I miss your show.
Angie, get the fuck off my phone, Angie.
I miss
kick
show.
Rocks, Angie.
I got you, baby. We're flip flops on too.
Yeah, kick rocks, Angie.
I don't be mad, baby. I got you.
All right, baby. All right.
All right.
All right, baby. Great show tonight, baby. I see y'all motherfuckers next Monday. Holla back. GQ Ballad.
See you
back.
Holy ground.
Industry Ready Production, PSBeats.com. Make your purchase
now. Bitch ratchet, bundle in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging cause you know that she don't ever really have shit. That bitch ratchet, but if she tell it then she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, she
yeah.
That bitch ratchet,
yeah.
You got a lot for bitch, basically bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Yeah. She remind me of a bad dream. Sad thing, that ass spring, but ain't clean.
Nope.
Hell nah, that ain't my bitch. My type of bitch got a job and got more sins. She the type to spend all the rent money. Then tweet a bunch of pigs talking about you spend money. You ain't shit once you borrowing your friend money. Ratchet type chicks, the reason why I don't lend money. Stop playing, what you thinking that I'm tricking, bitch? I hate when ratchet hoes say they on some different shit. I'm raw as fucking probably the realest that you gon' get. These bitches acting too stuck up like they don't ever suck a dick. That's a lie, bitch, and everybody know. And word around town is even more than dropping low. You ain't lady, you the motherfucking hoes. Stop frontin' because we already know, so.
That bitch ratchet.
Yeah.
Bundle in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. That bitch ratchet. Always the first one begging because you know that she don't ever really have it. That bitch ratchet.
Yeah.
But if
yeah.
She tell it,
yeah.
She cute,
yeah.
How everybody ugly except
yeah.
For you,
yeah.
She. That
yeah.
Bitch ratchet.
Yeah.
But you got a lot for
yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Basically, bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Never no money, but always got a handout. And Ugg boots in summertime don't help you stand out. You got evicted, so you staying at your friend's house and try and fuck niggas on your motherfucking friend's couch. Bad women got pussies with no limits. Give her two shots, she be screaming, don't stop. Get it admitted, bitches, it's true. Some of y'all hating and might even walk away, cause I'm probably talking about you. I'm a rude type dude, I'm telling these hoes what's up. Everything you do make me wanna shut you the fuck up. I don't hit balls even though your attitude fucked up. I call my other boss, you come through and you getting fucked up. Damn it, I'm one of the illest living since the touch this planet. So slick, Rick, don't know Nick, but straight tennis. You think I live in a mansion trying to show me a dancing like every other bitch and I can't stand
it. Find her in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash you. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have you. That bitch ratchet, but if she tell it then she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, she. That bitch ratchet, what you got a lot for, bitch? Basically, bottom line is, that bitch ratchet.
Yo, it's the president, the boy himself. My name's Mercy. Can't forget my team. Yeah.
Holy ground.
Back to the shit.
That bitch ratchet. Found her in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash you. That bitch ratchet. Always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have you. That bitch ratchet. But if you tell a bitch she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, she. That bitch ratchet. But you got a lot for, bitch. Basically, bottom line.